Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Cullen Steele. And we'll go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. And on our line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider, Brad Evans. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast. For more analysis, just search BetMGM Tonight wherever you find your podcast. Brad, thanks so much for joining us again, brother. How you been?
Fantastic. And hola, amigos. Hope your weeks are going awesomely.
Thank you, Brad. I'm going to get the baseball question right out of the bat first. Do you think the Yankees extend this tonight? To game six?
No, I don't.
I agree with you.
Yeah, look, I think the Yankees obviously have a pulse. The happiest people in America, not only Yankee fans right now, but also Fox television executives, because they get another game out of a series that was rather faint in terms of a pulse, to say the least, until Volpe hit it yard and hit that grand salami, and it really propelled then for the Pinstripers to get the victory. Dodgers offense is just too stout, too white hot. They've scored at least four runs in nine straight postseason games. So if you're looking to wager on something, forget the money line, forget the run line. I just like LA over 3.5 runs at a -120 juice at BetMGM. Yes, even against Garrett Cole, who's got a sub-3 ERA in the postseason. I think Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Max Muncy, and friends pack the lumber, lay the wood, and maybe win a title tonight.
Thursday night, Tulane Charlotte. That's a game, short week, and that was a shootout Saturday. But we talked about it, man. And North Texas kind of covered. They got that late touchdown to get the over on it. But your thoughts on Tulane Charlotte this? Well, tomorrow night against Charlotte.
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be, first of 60 wins? Kind of the typical formula for all things Tulane football right now. I mean, you got an over-under set at 55.5.
Yep.
I would bet the comfortable over right now. I think the game's going to be somewhere in the 60s final buzzer of that matchup. I look at Tulane, a team right now, top 40 in the nation, EPA offense, believe it or not, also an EPA defense, a brisk pace of play. Charlotte's not really defending anybody. They're 84 in the country in EPA defense and nearly identical in EPA offense at 83. So they'll put some points to the board. They may score 20-24, but I think Tulane is going to win comfortably. But again, the best bet for me is wagering on that over, which again, I play up to 59.5, and it's only 55.5 right now at BetMGM.
All right, Brad, you're a better man than me. You're a smarter man than me. What the hell is Vegas thinking when it comes to the fact that the Texans are somehow a 1.5 underdog tomorrow night against the Jets? I don't understand that.
Who's getting passed around in the bulk? Like, I don't really understand it either, guys. That makes zero sense to me that the Jets are even remotely, in control, at least expected to be in this game. Aaron Rodgers has really come unraveled here. Who's going to blame next if they lose this one? That's the question I'm going to ask. You look at BetMGM right now, the Jets, they're a long shot to cash on this, but they're 30-1 to have the fewest wins in the NFL. Obviously, Carolina's a front runner at +160. There'd be the top wager there, but I think the Jets are in the running, guys. A lot of people are backing New York, thinking they're going to get right. Houston's depleted at the wide receiver core, especially without Stephon Diggs. No, Nico Collins as well is going to be back, hopefully, in Week 10. They still got Joe Mixon there, and the front line of the New York Jets has been a bit of a mess. They've been turnstile in nature. C.J. Stroud can still get it done. Tank Dell is a guy that I could really show up and show out in that contest. I think Dalton Schultz, the tight end for the Texans, will be the ultimate X factor in this game. They can add some balance with Joe Mixon slamming the door with some hard runs late in the game. They're going to salt away the clock and get the victory. So, yeah, I'm fading the Jets, and really, honestly, everybody in America should. That team stinks.
Brad, we saw this Monday night. We were doing a casino show at Silver Slipper in Mississippi, and we took a look at the board, and they had just posted it. Saints-Panthers. Saints 7.5-point favorite over the Panthers. Bobby and I were saying, man, do they know something we don't know? I mean, you just watched the Saints, and they just were so bad on offense Sunday. Now, Derek Carr will play, most likely, against the Panthers.
Yep.
Okay, man, the Panthers, I know they bad, but good gracious. I thought their best chance to win, to be honest with you, was starting Andy Dalton. But they're going with Bryce Young. Are you surprised with that 7.5-point line?
Not remotely, because Carolina is ultimately rubbish, guys. If you put them, say, in the MAC conference, they'd probably be a middling team right now. it's dire straits for the Hello Kitties of Charlotte, I like to call them. On a team, you want to talk about being a sieve defensively. They just are a dam that's releasing all kinds of water, so many cracks right now. And then not only on the ground, where they're the worst rush defense in the NFL, great news for Alvin Kamara and his fantasy fans that are out there. Should be good for at least 90 yards and a touchdown on the ground alone, probably to throw in another like 25, 30 through the air, but on the back end as well. And a guy I think is in a great get-right spot. It's really been a letdown, not only for New Orleans Saints fans, for the fantasy managers that invested in his services, is Chris Olave.
Yes.
I think Chris Olave 100% gets back on track in this game, get a lot of J.C. Horn in coverage. He's given up 3 touchdowns this season. I think he splashes 6. I already wagered on any time touchdown for him at plus 130. And I think he rekindles that magic that he's had oftentimes here last a couple of years with Derek Carr at the controls. So I think, again, New Orleans should be able to rock. They should be able to roll. I always worry about the Saints defensively. They got their own issues, but the Panthers are just downright atrocious. Just give them the number one pick already, and let's get the draft underway.
Atlanta, Dallas, and a lot of eyes will be on this game, certainly, because, with all the injuries that have happened in Tampa, to me, I thought they were the front runner before the season started. You got to beat the champ. You got to beat a man, beat the man to beat a man. And they were rolling pretty good. Then all of a sudden, you get all these injuries at wide receiver. And now the Falcons going up against a desperate, desperate Dallas Cowboy team.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. It could be, first 27-28 vibes is what I'm feeling in this game. Defense has been a major issue. The good news is De'Ron Bland actually returned to practice today. So he's on the right track to shore up that back end defensively for the Dallas Cowboys, which we all thought was going to be a strength entering the regular season. And they've been overly forgiving. Team right now, if you look defensively, number 30 are the Cowboys, believe it or not, EPA per play defense. I think their biggest issues in the trenches. How are they going to be able to contain that 1-2 punch of Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier? A couple of hard runners get appreciable yards after contact. They throw in Kirk Cousins. He's really been spending some tight spirals. Darnell Mooney's having a career year. Drake London's been balling out. Kyle Pitts has lived up to the mammoth expectations from several years ago. Finally, I think Atlanta's going to get the best of Little D, is what I call them right now, because they're just not playing any lick semblance of defense. Even though CeeDee Lamb is just brilliant, and Dak Prescott's going to be funneling passes to him left and right, especially operating in the slot where he can really take advantage of Atlanta, given D. Alford's susceptibilities. I just don't see how the Cowboys are going to emerge victorious on the road in the ATL. So give me the Falcons. I'll lay the spread. And I like the over in this game. And I got maybe numerous player props, tongue-in-cheek here, on Pitts, on Darnell Mooney, on Bijan. Just give me all the Atlanta Falcons action I can muster.
Brad, the game I think is the most coveted this Saturday, and it's an early game. Penn State, Ohio State, and if you're going to beat Ohio State, James Franklin, he's got to win a big game somewhere along the line. This would be set up for that. The intrigue for me is what's happening at quarterback, because now your backup quarterback looks better than the guy that was the starter, to be honest with you. One thing you got to give Penn State, and throughout the years, they've been able to get pressure. Man, they got people up front that can rush the quarterback and get penetration into the backfield. Your thoughts, does Penn State finally jump the hurdle and beat Ohio State?
Man, it's a coin toss game. Really is. I can't wait to watch this. I'm not going to wager on it. I'm just going to sit back, crack open a can, and enjoy the action for the next 3.5-4 hours, guys. I think this game is evenly matched. Look at all the advanced data that's out there. Both these teams, look at Ohio State. They're top three in the nation, EPA offense and EPA defense. Penn State, we'll see if Drew Aller goes. Number 10 in EPA offense, 17 in defense. A lot of the sites out there have this projected as like maybe a 1-point win, 2-point win max for Ohio State. So if you want to sprinkle action, I do like Penn State plus the 3. I'm not going to go as far as to say I'm going to take them straight up on the money line. And I do like the under in this game. Two outstanding, suffocating defenses. You mentioned it, how they body up in the trenches, get a lot of pressure on the pocket. Very good on the back end as well. But, you know, this may be like a 17-14, 17-13 kind of slobber knocker affair. And ultimately, I think it's up to, you know, up for grabs for anybody. But I do like Penn State plus a 3 if I'm wagering on anything in this colossal matchup.
The big NFL game, Detroit, Green Bay. The uncertainty of Jordan Love, he didn't practice today, but that don't mean nothing. Jaden Daniels didn't practice Wednesday and Thursday, and he was limited to Friday. Look what the hell he did this Sunday. So your thoughts on Green Bay? I would sort of lean that way if I knew Love was healthy, but seeing him kind of rock around a little bit late in the game before he got pulled, man, Detroit, they steamrolling over everybody. Your thoughts on Lions, Packers?
I love the over, guys. That number's come down. It opened at 49. It's now at like 47.5. Some books you can find it at flat 47, which I feel is a ridiculous value. I think this game is going to be a shootout affair. And, you know, the strength of Detroit is obviously, you know, Amon-Ra is amazing. Jared Goff is a guy that can certainly spin it. Sam Laporta's had a quiet year of a big body got to account for. I know Jameson Williams is going to be out of this game, second game of the suspension. But that 1-2 punch at the ground of Dave Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs is rather unstoppable. And you're behind the elite offensive line, in my opinion, in the NFL. And you look at Green Bay. Sure, they're number 6 in rush EPA defense, but that number is a bit deceiving because they're giving up close to 4.5 yards per carry to the running back position. So, you know, you got to really body up there in the trenches and wrap up Montgomery and Gibbs. I think Detroit's just going to wear them down. I think the play action pass is going to be front and center and a very high success rate for Jared Goff, especially on Amon-Ra St. Brown. You know, people are making a big deal about the weather. It's going to be like 52 degrees. Perfect.
Man, that's beautiful weather.
Oh, yeah, it's ideal. And I know Detroit is a dome team, but come on, get out of here. They play in the north. They're used to playing outside. They've been practicing outdoors. They're going to be good to go. I just worry about, will that back end defensively for Lions be good to go if Jordan Love does play?
Oh, man, I hope he does play. I need him for my fantasy. I'm bouncing back. I beat the guy who was 7-0, and I'm dead last in my league, so we're hoping. Brad, before we let you go, I wanted to ask, you know, keeping it, you know, football, even the NBA, if you would like, what's the one game that we didn't ask you about that you would love to mention?
Yeah, look, guys, if you go in the NBA tonight, the Chicago Bulls are in action. And, you know, I like the—
That's your favorite right team. Come on, Brad. That's your favorite team.
Look, the Chicago, I can't get excited about the Bulls. They're just kind of wildly mediocre. They're just going to, you know, drag me down in disappointment all year long. We'll see if they're even in the postseason. But I love a guy they're going up against in Jalen Suggs. I love the over on PRA, and I took it at 25 or more in the all market, and even Stephen plus 100 juice. Suggs, a pride of Gonzaga. Last couple of games, 37 in points, rebounds, and assists, 31 in points, rebounds, and assists. I think he's got another 30-plus minutes. And the issue with the Bulls is they're not defending worth a damn right now. They've allowed the fifth most opponent points per game, fourth most opponent rebounds per game, fifth most opponent assists per game, and they're number one in pace. So high possession game. Jalen Suggs, as long as he gets the minutes, and I think he's going to get significant tick, he hits the over on 25 points, rebounds, and assists, plus 100. I grabbed that at BetMGM.
One more for you, Brad. Ravens, Broncos.
Well, I wanted to ask about,
man,
this one.
That's a big line there, but, man, the Ravens, they saw one slip away. Jameis Winston put one right into the hands of Kyle Hamilton. Man, he couldn't have thrown it to him better. He didn't come down with it, and Cleveland comes up with the victory. But your thoughts here, Baltimore, Denver?
I like the over again in this game. That number's sitting at 44.5 right now. I think it's going to be a shootout affair. I know Denver is 24 in EPA offense, and they have the best defense in the EPA data in the National Football League. But look at the Baltimore secondary. They're a walking wounded unit right now. So beatable, so susceptible. Number two are the Ravens in EPA per play offense, but number 26 in EPA per play defense. The Ravens have hit the over in 7 of 8 games. The Broncos hit the over in 5 of 8 games. I think Nick to Cortland Sutton especially is going to be problematic for Baltimore in this game. And on the flip side, I know Sertan is amazing. Yeah, Deontay Johnson mix. We'll see how many plays he actually gets out there after being traded from Carolina to Baltimore earlier this week. But you know, the Ravens have so many weapons, and of course the duality of Lamar Jackson is hard to bottle up. So that game has got like 27-24 written all over it. I'm taking some action on spread. I'll take the Broncos and the points. I think they're going to keep this nation snug, and I think the Ravens and Broncos both are going to be scoring early and often.
I'm right there with you. Yeah, you know, the second I saw that Deshaun Watson touchdown pass last week that, you know, nailed him in the game, the second I saw the clip, I instantly thought back where I was poo-pooing on the Ravens and being 10-point favorites, and you were like, no, come on, Cullen. Like, the Browns can do it, and I'm not going to argue with you this week. I'm not going to do it.
Smart.
Thank you, Brad. Hey, we appreciate it, buddy. Always great, and we appreciate your time and insights.
Hey, guys, I appreciate it as well. Enjoy the action tonight and enjoy all the action this weekend. We'll see
you. Thank you, brother. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight, Brad Evans, and Odyssey Sports also on BetQL. BetQL Insider Calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.